I think when it comes to rewards, we really have a fundamental misunderstanding. First of all, the reason that we don't feel good about the idea of rewards is really kind of a pseudo-spirituality, a false way of thinking. It's like, well, I don't care about rewards because it sounds like that's being humble. Well, in this life, when somebody goes and they work at a job, they expect to be paid. They don't feel guilty or bad when the boss, you know, writes out a check. But what we do is we start thinking, oh, well, wait a minute. Works don't matter to God because we can't earn our salvation. By grace you've been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast. So we think in terms of Isaiah, all our righteousness are as filthy rags. But in actual fact, that passage in the very next verse in Ephesians 2, verse 10, goes on to say, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared in advance that we should walk in them. In other words, God has good works that he intends us to do, and he treasures, he values those good works that he intends for us, and then he desires to reward us. So what I say to people when they say, well, I don't want rewards, say, well, you know what? God wants to reward you. So don't think in terms of what you want. Think in terms of what God wants to do. And think of God as a father who, yes, saves you purely by grace. It's by the work of Jesus, not by any works that we do, that we can ever be saved. But he has saved us for good works, in order to do good works, and that he wants to watch the good works that we do and empower us to do them and reward us for them. And maybe the best illustration that I've come up with for this, that I mentioned in The Treasure Principle and one or two of my other books, is suppose years ago when my daughters, who are now in their 30s, were still living at home, they're teenagers, and we have a family work day, and I say, hey, we're going to work all day, and I'm going to pay you a certain amount of money, and then we're going to clean up, and we're going to go out to a nice dinner. And if I say that to my daughters, what would I feel if they came and said, you know, Dad, we've talked this over. We don't want to be paid and we don't want you to take us out to dinner. Would I be, you know, would I feel good about that? Well, no, because I wanted to reward them. It was my idea. Now, if on the other hand, I said, hey, we're having a family work day, and obviously, you know, we get benefits of being in this family, you get a house to live in, and I'm not going to, you know, pay you anything, and we're not going to do anything special. And then they came to me and said, Dad, we decided we're not going to do the work unless you pay us for it, and then you agree to take us out to a nice dinner. Well, that would be entirely different. But what would make it different is whose idea was it? So if we had come up with this idea of eternal rewards ourselves, then that would be totally inappropriate. But the point is, God came up with the idea, and it's going to please God to give us these rewards. And that's, to me, that's the paradigm shift. When you think of rewards as what God wants to give us, not what we are demanding of God, as if we had the right to demand anything of God. So I think we just need to think completely differently about rewards, because Scripture repeatedly talks about them, and Paul talks about them in 1 Corinthians 9, and running the race to win, and people on earth do it for, you know, just this wreath that's gonna perish and crumble, and even if it's a trophy, it's not gonna last. But we do it to get something that's going to last forever, and that should. And when people say that rewards aren't a good motivation to do things, well, actually, they're not the only reward. We do things out of love for God. We do things out of love for people. We do things out of, you know, a fear of consequence, if we don't do them. So there's the love of God, the love of people, there's the fear of God, but there's also the motivation of the hope of reward. And we need every motivation we can get to obey the Lord. And that's one of them in Scripture.